Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, my name is Brittany Bub.
Okay, this is a good time for your song. You got your song queued up?
Yeah, can you not hear it?
No, I can't hear it. You have to have it turned all the way up sometimes. Go ahead, that's okay. I can't hear it at all.
You cannot?
I can hear it now, yeah. That's beautiful. That's gorgeous. Yeah, I like that song. It's awesome. Now, you don't have to play the whole song. You can play like maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds of it. You can play a minute and a half, and you can start talking over it. This is when you start doing your intro. So it'll be, hi, welcome to Due Process. I'm your host, Brittany Bub. The name of my show tonight is, let's see, what did you name your show? You named it Child Abuse Survivors Fight for Justice.
Yeah.
And then you could either read, what you could do is you could either read your intro for your show. We are here to talk about the lifelong effects of child abuse and sexual assault, or you can read an intro that you prepared. And I'm actually working with Jennifer on an intro. I'll work with you on one, too. So, or if you just want to ramble, just start talking. Pretend your show just started and just start talking and act like you're introducing your show.
Well, see, that's where what I'm struggling with is how do I introduce my show and start.
That's fine. That's what training is all about. So just say, hi, I'm Brittany Bub. This is my show, Child Abuse. Welcome to the Due Process Network. My show tonight is Child Abuse Survivors Fight for Justice. And then you talk a little bit about why you're doing your show. You know, you talk just like you're on the phone or something, which you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I think our show is so important to talk about the effects of child abuse and childhood sexual assault on adult survivors, and we need the world to hear about us and how hard it is to actually move forward and create a life out of just hell.
Yeah. I mean, that's really good. Like for instance, you know, like it may be that you were younger, and you may have shared some of the feelings that I shared. For instance, I felt numb, and times when I felt like other people were really enjoying themselves, and I felt completely numb. Or, you know, when I became an adolescent and I started experimenting, like you know, you could say something like, I'll pretend it's my show for a second. Well, I lost my virginity at 15. I didn't know why I wasn't bleeding. You know, I felt like I should be enjoying. Right? Who else is on? Is someone else on? Yeah. Who else is on? Oh, okay. So you can actually, if you want, I mean, you can, like, maybe not talk about your own sexual experiences unless you want to, or say that this is a common experience of sexual abuse survivors, that you can't feel your feelings or you feel guilty. Like, if you're enjoying sex or something like that, you feel guilty, or you know, you're afraid. Like, if you have a child and your memories start coming back because you repress memories. You know, you could talk about that. Like one of the feelings, like when I first had my daughter, I was afraid to touch her, even though, you know, babies need to be cleaned and everything, and I was worried because I didn't want to touch her the wrong way. You know, things like that, because those are someone else's parts, you know. So you want to be careful when you're touching someone else's parts. So, you're always hoping that you don't hurt your own child the way you were hurt. If you have children. Do you have children? I forgot to ask you.
Yes, I do have two daughters. One's 10 and one's 6.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
oh, I miss my little girl
hard,
so much.
You know, being a survivor, being this type of survivor, it's hard, especially when you have kids, especially when you have daughters. You do. You have to think about every single thing. And
right.
You think about things that other parents would never think about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was 10 years old when someone decided that it was time for me to grow up. My oldest daughter's 10 years old now, and
right.
That follows me every
single
day.
Oh, and you're so nervous about that, right? Right? And then, I mean, there's other things, too. Pardon? Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing I need to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, is this Jennifer? Hi. who's on?
I don't see anyone else.
Did someone else call in?
No,
what?
No one else called in.
Oh, okay. So let's say I thought I heard someone else's voice. So if someone else calls in, and then you mic them right away. In fact, I'm going to call in, and then you can mute this phone. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to call in from my other phone, pretend I'm a different caller, and then you say, caller, let me have your first name. And there's going to be an echo for a minute, but what you're going to do is you're going to now you wouldn't normally do this, but mute my other line just because you know it's my line. You know it's my line.
Yeah.
You're going to get a feedback loop. Okay.
Okay.
So go ahead and answer.
Actually, two different. Is there two
hey,
different
caller,
people you would need to mute?
Can I have your name?
My name is Valerie. How are you?
Okay, that's perfect. So I'm good. So
okay,
I'm
so
you
and I actually muted. I muted my other call, but if you want, you can disconnect it. But mute it first, and then I mean, you know, you don't always have to mute it before disconnecting it, but you could try muting it just so that you know you get. Practice
yeah.
pressing the mute button. Okay, so now I'm
yeah,
going to hang up. Okay. All right, so now pretend I'm another call. Now, normally you'd keep everyone mic'd, you know, at your preference. You know, a lot of people are like wimps, and they only have one caller mic'd at a time. That's wimpy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
so much
but...
more information when everybody speaks freely.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like you're at a round table, right? I mean, you know,
yeah.
people jump in. Sometimes people are too polite to jump in, but that's the other thing is that you'll get so excited that you might cut someone else off while they're talking, or you'll hear someone going cheep, 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 and you'll be like, oh, who is that? You're trying to guess who it is because you can't tell who's talking. Sometimes I'll guess who it is, and I try to guess who's actually talking because I want to know who it is, and I want to make sure everybody gets a chance. So I'll stop mid-sentence if I hear someone. I'll cut into what they're saying.
Yeah.
How much time do we have left?
Seven minutes. I'm pretty excited about doing a show because I've spoken with some people and I've actually had a couple owners of pages like email me their life
yeah.
story. So I'm excited about sharing other
yeah.
survivor
yeah.
stories as well as mine. Because
well, you know, if you really enjoy Thursday night, I'm going to put you on tomorrow night. If you really enjoy it, I'll give you Thursdays and Sundays for a while. How's that?
That sounds
and,
good.
And I'm not gonna just leave you. I'm gonna call in and I'll help you. I'll co-host the show with you just to make sure you know what you're doing. You feel comfortable, okay? So I'll help you prepare
yeah.
an intro for the first show. For the first show or two, I'll help you kind of get the feel of it. I thought Jennifer was gonna jump. Jennifer was really. Now here's the thing. When I was doing my show, I told her for 2 years I didn't realize I could announce the call-in number. So you could announce the call-in number every once in a while, but get kind of used
okay.
to filibustering. Get used to like not having guests on your show. I'm gonna tell you what else. You don't have to end the show just because the timer runs out. You can leave your show going, and we're gonna do that today. We're gonna keep running the show. Because there's
oh, yeah.
probably a
you
couple
said
other things.
You like 15 extra minutes, right?
Yeah, but you don't need to take that. It's a good practice to try and end the show when it ends, but you don't have to. But try to do it. But if you're in a good discussion, you don't have to. It's
okay.
a good practice to take the whole 2 hours that you can, and then if you feel like ending the show early, you can. But you always have that 2 hours. And then I'm going to get back into something topical for a minute. Not that, because this is just a practice set, so this is not a real show. But there's other things, too. I mean, there's things that, and this isn't directly related to sexual abuse, but like narcissistic abuse that, for instance, I went through when I was younger. And I felt like it kind of put a target on my back, almost like a bullseye on me for other people. That set me up, that like a setup, like a continual, like an insurance scam called a setup. Well, sometimes it's like that in your family where you'll have someone who starts a fight with you and then blames you for it and you get punished. And it becomes like it becomes a pattern. Have you ever seen that in a family, in someone's family?
Oh, absolutely. That's my family.
Yeah, so that's like narcissistic abuse from someone in your family, like a sister or somebody like that. And then here's the other thing that I noticed. There's a family pedophile sometimes who will make the girls compete against each other for his affection or his attention. Have you noticed that too?
Oh God.
Yeah. Okay. So I like to talk about some of these things on my show, but it'll help a lot if you're talking about these things on your show. Then on my Wednesday show, I can come in and I can bring up, I can bring up threads from your nights that you talked and Jennifer's and Pam's nights. And so even though there's like four of us, we can have continual like discussions that continue all through the week about the stuff that we were talking about before. How's that sound to you?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's needed.
Yeah, and then here's another thing. Here's another thing. There's also non-sexual things that go on, like patterns. Like we're like, let's say my daughter was living here, and I felt really bad because I wanted to have more opportunities when I was younger. Like I was continually bullied and subjected to narcissistic abuse in my family with my mother and my sister. And so I didn't get the opportunities. I didn't feel good about, you know, reaching out, stretching out, and pursuing those opportunities. But I wanted to give my daughter those opportunities. Like she had the opportunity to go to a performing arts high school, and she auditioned and she got accepted for seventh grade. It would have been middle school right up through high school. So 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. For 6 years, she could have been in a performing arts high school. But then her dad abducted her, so she lost out. So that is a pattern of – that's like a pattern of abuse, and I couldn't save my daughter from it. And I felt really sad. So I'm just – so that's like an example of narcissistic abuse. I mean, she was also molested on parent time, but we didn't even cover that. We didn't even talk about that, but – you could sort of keep it on different topics. My favorite thing to do, Brittany, when I'm hosting a show is to try and get three or four people with similar stories on and then give them turns talking about different things in their stories that are similar. And then I can jump in and say, hey, that happened to me too. That's my favorite thing when I'm hosting a blog talk show.
That's a great idea. I need to, when we get, you know, my show and everything, where I can share it on Facebook, share it with my community of followers. Twitter, too, is becoming a huge thing for getting the word out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be great. I mean, if you want to set up our show so that it automatically posts to your Twitter page, to your Twitter feed, that would be great. I have a Twitter account, too, but I kind of don't use it. but
and
I should start using it. I know.
I only started using it because I realized I could tweet directly to our president.
Oh, yeah. That would, you know what? And you know what would be awesome about your Twitter feed? Set up Blog Talk so that every single night tweets to your Twitter feed. Would you be willing to do that? That would be so cool.
Yeah. I
so,
can just.
Yeah.
Whenever, yeah,
so
whenever
you'll
get it set up.
You'll find out. Also, I have a cover that I use for our shows. So I like the cover that you picked, but I have one.
Yeah.
So I wanted to like ask you if it's okay if we use my cover, and I'll, do you have Photoshop?
I don't have something like Photoshop.
You have something similar to Photoshop? Okay. Cause what I can do is I can send you the background and then you can add your own text to it if you want, or I can make you the covers and you can do your shows with the covers that I made with the typeface, or I could tell you what the typeface is, or if you want to conform to the cover that we use, or, you know, if you don't, there's a size that gives you the maximum use of the screen that they have. So maybe we can talk about that. Right now I've got kind of everyone conforming to the same cover. I've got everyone conforming. Okay, brilliant. Okay, so we'll work on that a little bit later. Did you want to try to have outro music? Now, we've got like 15 seconds remaining of the show, but let's just pretend there's a little bit more. Do you still have your song on in the background?
I do have
somewhere.
Yeah, ready to play.
Okay. So if you want to So turn your sound down, like you have your mute and your volume increase and decrease buttons that you kind of know where they are automatically. Switch over to that tab. Just kind of click on that tab so that you're looking at your YouTube channel, and then you're going to have your sound down low, and you're going to start playing it from wherever in the song you want to start playing it, and then you're going to start fading the song up so that it's loud, we can hear it. Okay, perfect. Here's the other thing. You can talk and you can say goodnight to your guests while you're playing the song if you want.
Okay.
It's a stylistic thing. You'll get used to doing it. You have more control of your music when you do it on YouTube, I found. So
yeah,
then when you pardon.
Sorry.
You
yeah,
still there?
YouTube's great.
Thank you. Yeah, I can hear you. Did you just compliment me? Did you just say you did great?
Yeah, I did. YouTube's working great.
Oh, good. Okay, good. So you're starting to feel comfortable with it. That's super good. Okay. So if you want to end the show now, you can, and let's talk some more on Facebook. And if you want, we can put a show together for you tomorrow, and I'll help you work on an intro for tomorrow night, okay?
Yep, let's get working on that. That'd be perfect. Thank you so much. All right, thank you for your help. Have a good evening. Thank you.
All right, you too. You too.
Bye.
Bye.